Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thank you. And you?
Doing fine. Enjoying the rally in the mining sector. It's still continuing. What's going on at Extract?
Well, you know, we've made the announcement that we signed up the group to, a Chinese group to work our Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes is peripheral to that main hard rock situation, you know, Fairbride. So the main which Mark is fully aware of, Fairbride and Dodge Lock, and that's the sort of biggest component of the operation which the market knows that we're going to get going shortly when the stuff is released down in South Africa. But, you know, I was anxious, Zach, to get in cash flow to bridge that period, and serious cash flow as well to bridge that period. And so our partners agreed with us for the Fairbride that we could bring in a group to work the three main Guy Fawkes. And Guy Fawkes is no mean deposit. It's over 1.3 kilometres long, nearly 1.4. It's had some underground mining there before. The ore body thickens and thins, and it's ideal for underground mining. You know, you can chase the chutes, and you can really selectively mine and mine high grade. So that announcement is, of course, that that's the first component is away, and Guy Fawkes is now in the hands of a contractor. It's pretty typical profit share. We get 20% after tax, so it's a tax paid 20%. And they'll be moving on site shortly. In fact, they're moving on site now. They're moving on site to first of all, start an adit, create a stockpile by doing some surface mining, and put in their processing equipment. Now, the good news is that for once, coronavirus is not going to be in the way, because most of the equipment, in fact, all of the equipment is in country, up in Beira, and other places dotted around the country. So they're busily moving their equipment, assembling the equipment, and they will be starting mining operations quickly. So that's really the essence of what's going on at the moment. Well, a lot going on, but that one is good news for all of us, shareholders, management, and whoever's interested in being a shareholder of the company.
Right, and what proportion of the portfolio is this one?
Well, it's opportunity, really, you know, because it's Manica. Manica is good for 1.3 million ounces here, there, and everywhere, you know, between Fairbride, Guy Fawkes, Boa Esperanza, and Dodge Lock. And so, really, this is a deposit which really didn't figure high in the Dodge Lock and Fairbride campaign, but lies within the concession. And the reason I've done it is because, you know, the interruption in getting Fairbride going, our partners were quite willing to go on a profit share in order to get Guy Fawkes working. They had rights to Guy Fawkes, and of course there had to be a discussion there. Okay, why don't we share? And we've agreed to share 65-35. In comes the contractor, so it doesn't cost our shareholders any capital. It doesn't cost our partners any capital in Fairbride and Dodge Lock, but what it does get is into very short-term cash flow of 20% post-tax. So shall I describe it as one of the ore bodies within the Manica complex, good for a million tons. But more importantly, Zach, you know, when you go underground, these things tend to grow a life of themselves. They're very difficult to drill from surface and completely outline. It costs you more money than it's worth. So once you get in there, you follow the chutes. And we know to the east that there's two lenses which have been discounted from the ore resource. And the ore resource is already 1.1 million tons, and this is a York resource, you know, inferred, indicated. And so we know we might have 2 million tons. So this small mine that I'm referring to has all the legs to be quite a significant little underground operation, you know, regular earner, because the tonnage is going to be much lower than from the alluvials, but the grade, of course, is much higher. You know, I guess on the surface there we'll be mining about 1.2, 1.3 grams. Underground, there's areas where it's been as high as 12 grams, but the average looks at about 2.5, 2.7, somewhere around there. But wide, easy to mine underground, and they'll have the. And of course, you don't take much waste. It's all about mining the ore body. So what is it? It's a portion of the Manica project, but it's a portion of the Manica project which could have significant legs and could grow into something. So it's not a stopgap, Joe, Zach. It's not a stopgap. It's a real project, got its own legs, and will endure coincidental alongside Third Ride. So that's where it fits.
Well, it sounds very healthy indeed. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.